Hello.
Hi, is that Amy?
It is.
Amy, Rob Will's calling from KMFM.
Oh, hello.
Amy, I'm calling you about a very special boy in your life.
My Albie.
Your Albie. He sounds amazing.
Yep.
Absolutely amazing, Amy. Tell us a little bit about him.
He's 8 years old. He's got such a sweetheart, loves animals, very caring, genuinely not thirsty for knowledge. He's lovely.
In your nomination, you said that he thinks in a completely unique way and is more empathetic than anyone you've ever met. A couple of examples. For his birthday, he asked to sponsor a lion, which is amazing.
Yeah.
Didn't want gifts, he just wants to help stop the extinction. And he's raised £150 for Children's Cancer Charity after waking saying that he wanted to help make poorly children more comfortable.
That's right, he did.
How did he do that?
We contacted a charity. He woke up and said that that's what he wanted to do.
Yeah.
So we contacted the Children's Cancer Charity and they sent him out merchandise and he went around social clubs and things collecting money for them.
No way. What a champ.
Yep.
What a champ.
Absolutely.
You've asked for something. Well, you've asked for two things, actually. One of them that I just know he's going to love and I think we're going to be able to arrange for him. Is he around now?
He is. Would you like me to get him?
Yeah, if that's possible.
Okay, 1 minute.
Thanks,
he doesn't
Amy.
Know that I nominated him.
That's right, so. We'll break the news to him then.
Okay, brilliant, thank you.
No, thank you.
I've popped you on loudspeaker.
Oh, thank you. Albie, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hi, Albie, my name's Rob Wills. Nice to meet you.
Hello, nice to meet you.
Albie, your mum has emailed my show on KMFM and telling me about all of the great things that you've been doing and all the great things you've been up to. And she was telling me how you... for your birthday asked if you could sponsor a lion because you wanted to help stop the extinction. Is that right?
Yep.
And you raised £150 for Children's Cancer Charity. How did you do that?
I said too much.
Your mum says your fundraising has now prompted family members to climb Ben Nevis for children with cancer. Albie just thinks beautiful thoughts and has a maturity that helps him act on these thoughts. Now, Albie, I believe...
Yeah.
That you are a really nice person. You sound like
Thank
a really, really nice guy. Your mum has asked for a treat for you for Christmas. Are you a fan of Mickey Mouse?
Yeah.
I hear that there's this amazing show going on at London at the O2 called Disney on Ice. Have you heard of it?
Yes.
And it's all of like your favourite characters from Disney all skating on this huge, huge ice rink and one of the biggest arenas in the country.
Wow.
So I'm going to send you and your mum and a couple of other people, not just to Disney on Ice, but I've also got you tickets, so you are literally rinkside. You're going to be within touching distance of all of these guys. And I'm going to give your mum, because Albie, I can't trust that you're not going to donate this money to charity, or I'm going to give your mum... £100 so that when you get to the O2, you can get some food, get some drinks and some sweets. If you just have the most magical day a couple of days after Christmas. How does that sound?
Really good. Thank you so much.
No, thank you for being brilliant. I do you know what? The favourite part of your mum's email to me, which just made me smile so much, said, I love that Albie suggested that if he was Prime Minister, have you been watching I'm a Celebrity?
Yes.
She said that your first rule would be to make everyone get a turn in a comfy bed.
Yes.
Albie, you're a superstar, man. I'm so glad that we had you on the show tonight. Have yourself a Merry Christmas. Give your mum a massive hug for me, and we'll sort those tickets out for you very soon.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, mate. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.